Good morning. We'll start today with the Lord's Prayer, then the Pledge of Allegiance. Our Father,
which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You start saying his name. Grandma called him, hadn't seen him.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Are you start?
Yeah, I'm ready to go now. Come on, Dan, we're waiting.
Gentlemen, Mr. Baker, I know we'd have several changes on the agenda.
Yes. First item I would suggest that we take off is proposed private road agreement under myself. Mr. Rizzo is not here today because of a meeting with the Corps of Engineers.
That'll be put back on next week, I assume?
Yes, we'll put that back on next week.
Okay.
Then under old business, we had a request to take off conditional use 1792 at this time. Tidewater Environmental Services, and then under grant request, item number 2, BB Medical Foundation, we were going to cover that separately, so we don't need that, and we don't really see the need for the executive session either, since Mr. Rizzo won't be here.
Okay.
So we've got the executive session, and then possible action on executive session also. So those are the amendments that are suggested.
So we're not having one after lunch?
No.
After all that,
I've been waiting all day.
Mr. President, make a motion. We approve the agenda for Sussex County Council September 30th, 2008, as in printed form with the four deletions.
Second.
We move to second that we approve the agenda as amended. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed. You have the minutes from August the 9th. And printing for any corrections or additions. Motion?
So moved, Mr. President.
Make second.
We're moving to second that we accept the minutes as printed. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed. Correspondence, Jim?
We have a few items. First, a thank you from Jane Bavila. Dear members of County Council, it's fairly brief, so I'll just read it. I do not have adequate words to thank you properly for your generous gift to the Delaware National Guard Kids Camp, Camp Caldwell. Your kindness and concern for these great kids of our military families is deeply appreciated. We all have wonderful memories of childhood summers. With your help, we were able to make the summer of 08 one that our Guard kids will never forget. On behalf of our dedicated staff and exuberant campers, I thank you once again, and we are grateful for your generosity and your commitment to our mission. Next, a letter from Anna Short thanking Council for appointing her to the Sussex County Advisory Committee for Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities. A public workshop notice from DelDOT giving notice that public workshop will be held at the Seaford Middle School cafeteria on October 15th from 4 to 7 p.m. They will give an update on the status of design plans for intersection improvements. The intersection improvements involved will focus on Herring Run Road / Tharp Road, Stein Highway, Middle Ford Road, Concord Road, and proposed improvements at the intersection of US 13 and O'Neill's Road and Bethel Concord Road. Letter from the City of Seaford Police Department to Councilman Dukes, extending sincere gratitude for a donation to the 17th annual Seaford Police Department's Community Night Out. Your donations have been reflected in a positive way toward enriching our community policing efforts. A letter from the Laurel Police Department to Councilman Dukes thanking him for the generous donation to their canine program, their up-and-coming canine program, and indicating that the patrolman Haddock and his partner Kane are off to a great start. And that's it, unless someone else has something to pass down.
Any other correspondence, gentlemen? Being none, good morning, Dave.
The first item I have is request for any grant for the Sussex Conservation District. Our 2009 current budget includes $75,000 for a grant to the Conservation District, which is actually required by state code. For the fifth year in a row, the state bond bill, as approved, includes an additional $100,000 for each county conservation district if the county matches it. So thus, for the fifth year in a row, the conservation district is here requesting your consideration to this request. If approved, this additional $100,000 would be transferred from the county's contingency fund, which is, as we've done this in the past, over the past 5 years. I think we have Debbie Absher from the Conservation District and staff. I don't know if they'd like to say a few words or.
Morning, Deb.
Morning. Thank you. We appreciate this additional $100,000. It certainly goes to good use. Last year, we implemented the weed wiper bar system, which is an environmentally friendly way of maintaining tax ditches. And we've had a lot of requests this past year for mowing that the mowers don't seem to be, they're going out of business or they're not wanting to do the maintenance of the tax ditches. So we have just recently purchased a tractor and a mower to go ahead and to help out to maintain these tax ditches. So it's your money certainly goes to good use.
How do you go about getting a tax ditch mowed? Do you have to contact the tax ditch director or the conservation district?
The manager or the officers take care of that. Usually they'll either contact the district or we have a water resource planner, Sonny Clogg, that works closely with the organizations, or they can contact the mower directly. We have, like I said, we've had several of the officers that have contacted us saying they can't find anybody to mow their ditches. So that's why we recently purchased this mower to try to help out, because that's what we do. Our service is to maintain the tax ditches of Sussex County. So this is a service that we want to provide. We don't want people to go without.
The problem I see with tax ditches in our area, they don't get cut. And now they've grown up in trees, and you got trees 8 inches in diameter on the top of the ditch. And there's no way you can get down there. You're going to have to get somebody to cut trees before you can mow.
You have to get through it with a chainsaw and get things cut out first. That's the advantage of the weed wiper bar. You don't have to mow it every year, but you can take the weed wiper bar, which takes, it has a bar on it that scrapes the woody vegetation that's coming up with a chemical and kills it and keeps the woody vegetation down, yet it leaves the habitat there for erosion control and habitat. So it's, you know, something that we encourage people to do.
Too late for this one. You got trees up there in the ditch.
Yeah, that's a problem. So.
Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions? Do you have a motion?
Yes, I have a motion. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council authorizes a total grant of $175,000 to the Sussex Conservation District for tax ditch and public ditch purposes.
Motion, gentlemen.
So moved.
Second.
Been moved to second that we approve as stated by Mr. Baker. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Dukes.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Yes, motion passed. Council, we certainly help this. Know this will help some in the fight against the tax ditch and keep them running. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Next item on the agenda is Health Awareness Day, and